So you have indications that the military seems to be taking this seriously. The man says he's been taken into custody. You have indications that he was boasting of leaking classified information. Is there any other indication that he really could have been the person who leaked this famous video of a helicopter gunship blasting away at people on a Baghdad street?
He's very convincing in the chat logs with Adrian Lamo. He has a lot of information, an elaborate story about how he discovered the video, his first thoughts upon seeing it, how he made the connection to this incident in Iraq, and how he went about contacting WikiLeaks in order to provide it to them.
And when you say chat logs, we're talking about a conversation that's written down, and you have access to that, and he seems like he knows what he's talking about.
That's correct, and he clearly had access to top secret classified information legitimately. So he had the access, and he provided a wealth of information to Adrian about exactly how he went about this. And he also provided information that seemed to back up well his assertion that he was in frequent communication with WikiLeaks.